We're about to begin the last nevuah of Yeshaya, Perek Samach Vov. And there's a lot to say on the Perek, but we'll try to, I guess, get a little insight into a little of what Yeshaya is telling us. This is the Haftorah that's laid on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because we'll see the end of the Novi ends off that every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh everyone will come to the Beis HaMikdash, but we'll learn that the next time, not today. But the Novi begins, Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, the Shemayim, the heavens is my throne, V'ha'aretz Hadom Ragloi, and the earth is where I rest my feet, Kavi Yochol. Like if you imagine a person sitting on a chair and his feet have a footstool, the earth is my footstool. Eza bayis asher tivnu li. What house could you possibly build for me? Veze makom nuchosi. And what place could be a resting place for me? Where is it possible? How is it possible to make a proper abode for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As we learned in Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashmayim u'shmei Hashmayim lo yichal kalucha. The earth can't contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is called HaMakom, that the world, Hashem is where the world finds a place. Hashem is not contained in the world. How could you possibly make a Beis HaMikdash for me? There are many drushes in the Gemara on this. Just to mention one of them. The Gemara has a drusha in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Kol ha'oiver aveira b'seiser. Anybody who does an aveira secretly, kilu doichik ragli shechina. It's as if Kavi Yochel is pushing away the feet of the shechina. Shenemar, as our pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem Hashmayim Kisi Varetz Adom Ragloi, that this earth is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel, it's his footstool. So Hashem is here. And if a guy does an aveira secretly, it's like he's pushing away the shechina. And then the Gemara mentions, Also, la'odom shi'alich arba amos b'koma zakufa. You're not allowed to walk four amos erect, as if you're, it's all yours. But a person should have a sense of humility, a little bit bent over, not a koma zakufa. But the Marsha says as follows: Kol oiver avera b'seiser, dekiven zemispayish mi benei odom laver b'farhesia. Somebody who's embarrassed of people. And he wouldn't do the Aveira in public. Vo'iver v'seiser. So he does it secretly. Doim alo kilo ein shom hashchino sheroye v'seiser. It's like he feels that he's taka hidden. As you know, he doesn't want anybody to see him doing the Aveira. So he hides that nobody sees him. What do you mean? What about the Shechina? V'reyu doichik bozer gagle hashchino kilo ein ragle hashchino al aretz. It's as if he thinks the Shechina is not here on the earth. Vakosuv made, but the Torah, the pasuk's telling us. The Novi says, "Va'aretz Hadom Ragloi." The earth is where my feet is my footstool. V'lozen nismach maimer of Yeshu ben Levi that you can't walk with a dalet amos with a koyma zakufa, because a person who walks that way is like showing ki'iluhem shaloi mamish, as if his place is completely his. Mamish is ve'ein mokum lishchina sham, and it's as if there's no place for the shchina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides here with us on this earth, and it's something to keep in mind. Va'aretz hadom ragloi, the earth is my footstool, and a person has to be always cognizant that he's not the boss down here, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is here, and he should act accordingly. The Daz Seifrim brings down an explanation that this nevuah was said. We know the first pasuk in Yeshaya, "Bimei uziyo yoch ochaz, bimei uziyo yosam ochaz chizkiyahu." During those four kings, Yeshaya said nevuah. after Chizkiyo was his son Menashe. Menashe was terrible. He was a tremendous Rasha, and we've mentioned the story previously, he actually killed Yeshaya HaNavi. The Das Sofrim said this was said already when Menashe was living. But he's not mentioned as prophesizing in the era of Menashe, because at that point he had no influence, he wasn't able to stem the tide of wrongful behavior, he didn't influence the masses at that point, they followed Menashe, and eventually it led to the destruction. He's not mentioned as prophesizing. We also don't want to mention together with such a Rasha. But this was at the very end at the time of Menashe. And we know Menashe is the one who was Hemid Selim Baheichel. He's the one who brought an Avodah Zarah, and he put it in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Navi is going to talk about the fact that people feel they have a Beis HaMikdash, and they're acting wrongfully, but they have a Beis HaMikdash. But it's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all over, and you want to make a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't have Avodah Zarah there, you can't destroy the whole service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there's an approach that actually struck me personally as such a powerful message, because I think it's a message that we need to hear every Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's something that we really, it's the difference between Judaism and the other religions. And the way, and I'm quoting from the son of Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, Dr. Mendel Hirsch, but he has a Sefer on Haftoras from the son of Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch with the same mahalach, the same approach, and a lot of what I'm going to say tonight is influenced by what I saw in his writings, and he says tremendous ideas. The idea in the Mishkan, the idea in the Beis HaMikdash, is that there should be a place that we get used to doing symbolic acts of dedication to Hashem, of bringing offerings, of feeling that everything we have is Hashem's, and that there's an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the point is that it should be a constant warning that our life, when we leave the Beis HaMikdash, should be conducted with such a feeling. The Beis HaMikdash should control the way we live outside. Not like the other religions that believe they do whatever they do during the week and during the year, and they have certain times where they go to their temple and their house of worship and their church, and they do whatever they do there during that time, and that's it. They serve God for whatever amount of time, and then they go and they live their life. Yiddishkeit is not that way. Yiddishkeit is a place of a Beis HaMikdash where we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it must transform itself and bring itself out to the way we live our daily life. And that's the whole point in the Beis HaMikdash. But if somebody takes the Beis HaMikdash and he says, you know what, instead of making this as a place that we can feel Hashem's presence, and we can become cognizant and constantly live our life with awareness of Hashem. But if a person builds the Beis HaMikdash and he thinks, okay, he made a place for Hashem, that's where Hashem is, and I'm going into my private living quarters now. I'm doing my own thing now. That's the exact opposite. It's perverted into the very opposite when establishing these places in the proceedings, which is supposed to equip you to fulfill Hashem's will, it becomes a substitute for that. That instead of doing what Hashem wants, I substitute it with my Beis HaMikdash. Ko Amar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, the heavens is my throne, V'aretz Adom Raglai, and the earth is my footstool, the Shechina is all over. So what are you thinking? He said, V'ayis Hashem Tivnuli, how could you go ahead and build me a house and say, okay, Hashem, you're there. Beizem mokum menuchasi. And where's there a place that you're giving me, that you're making a resting place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Almost as if you'll contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Besides the fact, if the Shemayim and everything can't contain Hashem, how is it possible to make a house and put him in a limited place? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not somebody who's wandering and he needs a place to rest. How do you think you can make a makom minuchasi, a place for me to rest? Ves, and if you do that and you feel that Hashem like needs you to help him out, that's the antithesis of all our beliefs. Ves kol eila yodi osasa. All of these things my hand kaviyachol created. I made everything. Vayiyu kol eila neum Hashem. And their existence is only because I made it. Without Hashem's will, without Hashem's desire, nothing would exist. But what do I look to? Where does Hashem focus on? What is Hashem looking for? El onyu nechei ruach, the poor person. Unechei ruach, with a broken spirit. V'chored al devari, who's zealous regarding my word. Yeshai is the first one to use that word, charedi. Charedi is a pshat. It's not just somebody who keeps the Torah. But what has you uptight? What has you anxious? Well, what bothers you? What's on your word? What are you extra careful with? Some people are hurried. They tremble. This is like an urgent matter. For the true servant of Hashem, he's a hurried al-Davari. He trembles. He's zealous. What agitates him, what concerns him, is my word. And the truth is, we'll see in a moment, Yeshai is telling powerful Musar, strong rebuke about the people who felt they could make a Beis HaMikdash and do whatever they wanted outside. But at the same time, there's always been charedim, those who have trembled and had that zealousness for Hashem, at the same time that there are people who feel that they can live their own life and Hashem is confined in his Beis HaMikdash. It's a tremendous limud zchus on Klal Yisrael. But if you think about it, if somebody wants to rile up the Torah community in Eretz Yisrael, you won't find amassing in the hundreds of thousands and the millions or something like that on something if it was just, you know, a question of, you know, not getting money or, giving back, or land or political, anything dealing with politics or economics or anything, doesn't stir them up. What gets the Torah community upset is something that attacks Torah. Whether it's whatever it is, if it's something that attacks, in other words, if you want to go ahead and anything that hurts me physically, what hurts them physically, they can tolerate. But what bothers them is something that strikes at any halacha, Torah, ruchnius. It's interesting. You notice what will mobilize them. That's the chored al devari. Those who are zealous regarding my word. Shochet Hashor. You take a person. I just want to talk about this a drop more. Velzeh Abid El Oni. Oni is the person who's afflicted. You can see him outwardly. He's suffering. He's an Oni. He's suffering. And he's Nechei Ruach. Inside, he's broken. He has nothing. He's outside and inside, he's broken. But you know what? He's chored al devari. What's concerning him is not himself. He's chored to hear the voice of Hashem. That's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash and the korbanos. Not just to bring korbanos, but that a person should show that's the focus of his life. A person who is shochet hashor, if he slaughters an ox, kills the ox, makayish. But in doing so, he hits somebody, he beats up somebody in order to steal it. And then he brings it as a korban. Or it can mean in general, he's shochet ashor, it's considered as if he hits somebody if the ashor is not a korban. You're not allowed to kill animals needlessly. Any benefit for a person, you're allowed to. The animal kingdom was given to us to use so we can serve Hashem. But if a person shechs the korban and has for no reason, for the wrong motives, so he just killed an animal for no reason, it's like he injured somebody. He was makayish. Zoveach haseh. If somebody offers up a sheep, orez kelev, it's like he breaks the dog's neck. A dog is a sacrifice, that's what you give. But if you give the sheep with the wrong motive, it's like you're Orev Kelev. Break the dog's neck. Male mincha dam chazir. If he brings up a mincha, the meal offering, dam chazir, it's like you give the blood of a chazir, of a pig. Mazkir levona mavarech oven. If he brings up the levona, the frankincense, the levona that went with the korban mincha, instead of giving a fragrance, it's mavarech oven. It's like you give a gift. Kachnos birchosi asher huvos loch. Bracha can mean a present that you give when you meet somebody. Mevorech oven, it's like a present, a gift of wickedness. Gam heima bochru v'darcheihem. They chose their ways. Uv'shikutzeihem nafsham chafetza. And their soul's desire, their shikutzeihem, their abominations. And Rav Hirsch explains, Shochet Hashor, if somebody shechs the shore represents the strength that a person has. Like, Rav Tavuos B'Koyach Shor, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. There can be an abundant harvest when you have a good animal working the field. A shore represents the strength and the power that can bring prosperity to mankind. And the person takes the shore and he says, I'm not using this for myself. I'm giving it to Hashem. Because everything we have, the cultivation and the fields of humanity, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he takes that shor as a korban. But if he shoychet HaShor to show that all of his power is from Hashem, and then he goes ahead and he's makayish. He hits somebody. He goes out in the street, he leaves the Beis HaMikdash where he shechted the shor, and he's makayish outside. Or he's zoveach haseh. He offers himself like a sheep. Like a sheep that needs a shepherd, and Hashem is my shepherd, Hashem roi lo echsar. And I take the sheep, and I realize that Hashem is like my shepherd who cares for me, and therefore I bring that sheep to represent that I'm completely dependent on Hashem. And I come to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm zoveh chaseh, because I trust and I rely on Hashem to help me. But then, oyreif kelev, I'm like the guy who breaks the neck of the dog, meaning I outdog the dog. In other words, I act in a way of, and I think it's, he doesn't say this, but a lot of this I'm inserting my own feeling, his message. Like it says, Vaklovim azay nefesh. The dogs have a brazenness. So he offers the sheep as to show, you know, we're completely dependent on Hashem. And then he's Orev Kelev, he breaks the neck of the dog because he's more of a dog than that animal. He's got a chutzpah and an azus. He's greedier and running after the goods and the foods and the enjoyment than the greediest dog. He's mazkir levona. He brings the levona, the frankincense. Mazkir, that he should be remembered. Actually, there's one phrase before that. Malei mincha. He presents his flour and his oil. He brings the korban mincha. Knowing that Hashem, my food, my well-being, my sustenance, it's all from you, Hashem. And therefore I'm going to enjoy it in the way that you mean. I'm bringing you a korban mincha. And if at the same time, dam chazir, his through his veins is coursing the blood of a chazir. In other words, he's wallowing in the mud. He's involved in all the schmutz and all the dirt of the world. So he brings a mali mincha. Hashem, this is a pure offering. Flour and oil. It's all my sustenance. It's all from you. But dam chazir, in his veins is flowing the blood of a chazir. Mazkir levona. He wants to be remembered by Hashem. So he brings this offering. He surrenders his being remembered that Hashem should... Hashem should have me in mind. He's mazkir levona, but then he's mevorech oven inside mevorech. What he's thinking is oven. He's thinking of wickedness. Gam heima bocharu b'darcheihem. They chose their ways. It wasn't a shogeg, a chait, an accident, unaware. They chose this path in life. That they're going to have the Beis HaMikdash. They'll bring all the karbonis, but in the street they'll do what they want. If that's what they're choosing, So what they want is their disgusting behavior. Hashem says is a mida keneged mida. The punishment is also going to be well chosen. Gamani evchar b'salu lehem. I'll choose actions that will mock them. Umagurosam ovilahem. And what they dread, those things will happen to them. Yan karosi vein ona. Because I've called out and no one answered. To a certain extent, there's a greater tain on Klal Yisrael. Because the nations of the world, they don't live with Hashkacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of wrote them off. And except for the Hasidi Umos HaOlam, that's it. Their life has no connection with Hashem and no bonds of eternity. But to Klal Yisrael, Hashem is interested. Yan Karasi, I call out Vein Ona. We mentioned this in Perek Samachay. We just had that idea. Hashem says, I called out Vein Ona. And no one answered. Dibarti, I spoke. Below Shameu, and no one's listening. Vayasu harabe einai. They did what was evil in my eyes. Uvasher lo chafatzdi bochoru. And what I don't desire, bochoru, that's what they've chosen. Shimu dvar Hashem, hacharidim el dvaro. Hear the word of Hashem, those that are charidim, those who are trembling el dvaro to Hashem's word. Before, we also mentioned charedim. But there it said, the word was chared al devari in Pasuk Beis. He was trembling al devari on my word. Here it could be, they're not even really on the highest madrega of charedim. But that's what their goal in life is. He's charedim el devaro. He's chared to the word of Hashem. You're right, a lot of people that are old and may have reached a tremendous level of perfection, and you can have a young yeshiva bachur who has a long way to go. But his desire in life is that Hashem should be the focus, that he should be able to sit and learn and devote his life to avodas Hashem. He's charedim el devaro. He's trembling toward Hashem. That's where he's heading. And Hashem says, listen, Amru acheichem, your brothers have said, Soneichem, who hate you, Minadeichem, who shun you, like they put you in Nidui, that you're excommunicated, they don't want to touch you, they don't want to get close to you. You know what they say? Leman Shemi Yichbal Hashem. For my name, my reputation, Leman Shemi, what I accomplish, Yichbal Hashem. That's going to bring honor to Hashem. V'nir of his simchaschem. But the Navi says, we'll see your gladness, we'll see your simcha, v'hem yivoshu. They'll be shamed. They'll be embarrassed. It's a difficult pasuk to understand exactly what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Shimu Dvar Hashem, the tzaddikim, who are charedim el devaro, and they really are trembling what Hashem's word, what Hashem wants from them. Not just to bring korbanos, like those people we are talking about who bring the sacrifices, but outside their life is ungodly. They think, Amru Acheichem, they're your brothers in mitzvos. Because they also officially keep the Torah and the mitzvahs, even though it doesn't affect their daily conduct. But they feel they're your brothers. But soneichem. But in their hearts, they have a hatred. Minadeichem, and they ostracize those who are the charedim. You should know, you'd think I was speaking at a political rally. You'd think I'm discussing current events. But I'm just telling you how the mafarshim types the pasuk. And they say, Leman Shemi Yichbar Hashem. On the simple level, you can say, they say, because of what I do, Hashem will get honor. Hashem likes that we come to the temple. It's a beautiful temple. The service is all orderly, and the conduct inside is, the decorum is in the most perfect way. L'man Shmi Yichbar Hashem. You know who Hashem gets honor from? He gets honor from the way we do the sacrifice, the service in the temple. But that's not so. It's those who are charedim al devaro, those that don't restrict Hashem to the house of worship, those that bring Him into their life. And the Novi says, "V'nir v'simchaschem." We'll see in your simcha v'hem yivoshu. Don't be shamed. L'man Shmi Yichbar Hashem. Others take it to mean they believe that not just the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a Gemara that says as follows. It's the end of Perek Elu Metzias, the second Perek in Bob Metzia, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, my dechsiv. What's the pshat in this pasuk? Shimu Devar Hashem Hacharedim El Devaro. Hear the word of Hashem, those who are trembling to Hashem's word. You know what that is? Elu Tamid Chachamim. Who are those who are Hacharedim El Devaro? It's the Tamid Chachamim. Omru Achechem, your brothers said. Who are your brothers? Elu Bali Mikra. Those are people that learn Mikra. They learn Tanakh. The simple, they want no Mikra. Mikra is a big in you to just know Mikra. To read through the psukim, to know even on a simple level. But that's the Bali Mikra. Those are your brothers. Soneichem, your enemies. Who are your enemies? Elu Bali Mishnah. Those are those who are, they do more than just Mikra. They've reached the next level. They don't just read Torah Shebichsav. They know Mishnayis. They went through all the Mishnayis, and it's not so easy. A Bali Mishnah, not so easy. Not everyone is a Bali Mishnah. But these are the Bali Mishnah, and they're your enemies. But it gets worse. Minadechem, and then there are those who are ostracizing you and totally repel you, and I want to have nothing to do with you. Elo Ami Ha'aretz. That's referring to the Ami Ha'aretz. Just to see the Rashi on that. Rashi says, Elo Tamid Chachamim, Sheshimshu Chachamim Harbei. A Talmud Chacham is somebody who has a connection with a Rebbe, and he's Meshamesh a Rebbe. He sees the way his Rebbe acts, the way his Rebbe thinks, the way his Rebbe talks, the way his Rebbe analyzes the situation. He's Meshamesh Tamid Chachamim. L'lamdam Taimei Mishnosam Zu B'Zu, V'Ze B'Zu, She'ena Kol B'Kiyam B'Shovim. There's different Mishnayos, and you don't always understand what each Mishnah is telling you different and the same, and how to compare the two and reconcile. That's Tamid Chacham. Soneichem, why are their enemies the Bali Mishnah? Rashi says, Shesonim Bali Gemara. The Fisha Bali Gemara Oimrim a Bali Mishnah, Shema Bali Moilam. And Rashi continues, but those who learn Gemara realize you can't paskin from a Mishnah. And if a guy just learns the Mishnayis, and based on that he feels he knows what to do, the Bali Gemara tell me you're wrong. And you're destroying the world. To paskin, to know what to do, you need Gemara. And therefore the Bali Mishnah resent that. They're on their level, and they hate those who feel they're better. The guy who knows Gemara says he's better than you. And if all you know is Mishnah, you're destroying the world. So he hates the Tamid Chachamim. And Menadechem is Elo Ami Ha'aretz, She'Tamid Chachamim Sinuim U'Mesu'ovim Lehem Kenida. They're totally repelled like a Nida. Shema Toimer Pasak Sivram Buvatal Sikuyam. You might think they have no hope left in life. They're finished. Tamalomer V'Nir B'Sim Chaschem. We'll see your Simcha. You'll all have a Simcha. In the future, they'll all have a Simcha. The Amaratzim and the Bali Mikra and the Bali Mishnah. Right now in this world, there's a lot of friction. But Umaisa, they'll all have a Simcha. Shema Tomer Yisrael Yevoshu, Tamalomer Behem Yevoshu, Ovdechavim Yevoshu, V'Yisrael Yismachu. The Yidden will have a Simcha. And the Marsha says, why do they think, as we learned in our Pasuk, L'man Shemi Yichbar Hashem, Hashem will have a Simcha because of me? So the Marsha says, the other groups, Ein Lehem Esek B'Nistoros, they're not involved in the hidden meanings. Kamo Bali HaTalmud Shaholchim B'Imkei HaAlocha. Udrochim Hanistorim. And they believe Heim Omrim Shazesh Logiu Lahsogazu Yechoshu Lahem Hagimel Kitos Lamala. These three groups that we mentioned, the Bali Mikra, the Bali Mishnah, the Amei Ratzim, they haven't reached the level of the Talmid Chacham who plumbs the depths of the sugya, who goes into the deeper meaning. V'zesh amru l'manshmi ki bishvilam she'en dorshim b'mufla yechubet Hashem k'mo shekosuv kovet alikim haster dovar. They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, you know, certain things are just not revealed. Hashem doesn't mean you to discover the secrets. Certain things you have to know, like the Gemara says about Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bereishis, Kovet Elokim Haster Dover. Certain things is a greater honor to keep hidden. But they have this thing that everything should be that way. That, no, we learned the Mishnah, we know whatever, we don't have to delve into the depths of it. But you might think, V'alkein Omer, Shema Yideshi Omru Kein Lahachzik Zelo Hem B'Lamayla. You might think, Afin Yirtzu Acher Kach Lagiel Lamaylas Tamar Chocham Pasak Sivram. You might think their hope is all lost. She'ef shalahem lagia l'maylas tamar chacham. They'll never be able to become a tamar chacham. So on that, the pasuk tells you v'nir v'simchaschem that all of these groups still have hope. They can all reach the madrega of a tamar chacham and devote themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'af la'am ha'aretz im yitzein libo lilmod. Efshlo lagia lamailas tamar chacham, kamo shematzinu b'Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so down here on this world, there can seem like there's a great confusion. What's the right way to serve Hashem? The simple level is we're talking about those who just believe you keep Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash and you do what you want outside. But the Gemara understands you can have people who think they're really doing right. They're Bali Mikra, they're Bali Mishnah. Amru Acheichem, Sonechem, and Adeichem, and they believe Laman Shmi Yechvar Hashem. The way I'm living, my reputation, the way I live, that gives honor to Hashem. I mean, he says, you're a Jew. You know, if I'm a Jew with this, you know, all these degrees and this accomplishments and these, I can show off what I accomplished in the world, that brings honor to Hashem. Look, the Jew, the scientist, the inventor, l'man shmi yichbar Hashem. But the Nevuahs, they can all have a connection with Talmidei Chacham. They can all become Talmidei Chacham. And Charedim El Devaro, V'nir V'sim Chaschem, the only ones that we're writing off, the Heim Yevoshu, the Ovdei Kochavim, the Goyim who don't have a connection, they're not at all interested in serving Hashem. But if somebody believes he can serve Hashem, just he doesn't understand the critical role that the Talmid Chacham plays, there's still hope he can, Mirtz Hashem, time of the near of the Simchaschem, we'll see the Simch of all of these groups. The Hengye Voshu. But the Goyim will be embarrassed. Kol Shon Meir. There is the sound of a tumult from the city. Kol Me'echol. There's the sound coming from the Heichol, where the Shechina rests in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol Hashem Mishalim Gemula Oivav. The sound of Hashem coming to pay retribution to his enemies. L'beterem tochil yolada. But there's the time of the Geula when there'll be a punishment on the enemies of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael will have the Geula and it'll come easy. B'terem tochil yolada. Before she even feels the labor pains, yolada, she'll give birth. B'terem yavo chevelo, before she has the travail of birth. Before that happens, the imlita zachar, the boy comes out, she delivers a son, she has the tremendous joy without the pain that comes before it. Mishama kazos, who's ever heard such a thing? Mira ka'ela, who's seen it? Hayuchal eretz b'yom echad. Could a land ever go through the labor pains in a day and have a total transformation? and a nation should be born in a moment, at one time. Eretz Yisrael is all of a sudden going to be full. All the Yidden come from all over. And indeed, that's what's going to be. Tzion will have the labor and give birth, and all happens quickly to her children. You should know there are a lot of different nevuas. We've had nevuas that is going to be suffering, there's going to be Gog and Magog. There are nevuas like this that it's going to come easy. And I'm always reminded of the vort I heard from Rav Naftali, B'shem Rav Naftali Rupchitzer. He said an unbelievable idea. He said, the Gemara says many simonim when you know Mashiach is coming. And sometimes you can look around the world and say, you know, the Gemara says this is going to happen, it hasn't happened yet. I don't think Mashiach is coming right now because the Gemara says he doesn't come until something happens. You know, say until the whole world is chayiv, the whole world is zakai, or say until nobody has any money, zimmer chazals, why will it take until Mashiach comes? But he said, Hashem said clearly, it's written in the Torah, Vavodim v'inu osam arba meyos shana, that Klal Yisrael would be suffered and afflicted for 400 years and they'd be wandering in a land that wasn't theirs for 400 years. They were only in Egypt for 210. But you should know, once they came out of Mitzrayim, everything was answered up. There are different answers. What happened to the 400 years? We're not discussing that now. But there are plenty of answers. And that's a Beferish Pasuk in the Torah, 400 years. So the different Chazals, the different Midrashim, when the Geula comes, and it can come any moment, when it comes, everything will be answered. But I want to read a few words of the Malbim. It's almost like words of his own prediction, and I think exactly, he wrote this in the 1800s, but the way he predicted it is exactly what happened. He writes as follows. Nibo ki zaman rav lifnei bias hagoel, a long time before the Redeemer comes. Yiskabsu anoshim muotim ibnei hagola. A few people will gather from the lands of the exile. V'ikvu dirosim b'Yerushalayim. And they will settle in Yerushalayim. V'achar shonim rabos. And after many years, sheyeshvu shama, that they're there in Yerushalayim. Yavol lehem hachev le'yoleida. Then there'll be the birth pains. Shimochem es gog u'mogog. V'oz yaskol ha-kibbutz ha-godol ha-kloli. And then we'll begin the major kibbutz golios. But what the Novi, the Malbim says, the Novi's telling you that it'll begin before there's any labor pains. The beginning, they'll move in before the major turmoil. The Mechemes Gog u'Magog. Could be, I assume we were Yotzei that already, but that's, I don't want to deal with this at length. But we've mentioned previously, Rav Pam has mentioned, that after a time of destruction, Klal Yisrael knew there would be a Geula. After the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they had Bar Kokhba. It was a number of decades later. Eventually it failed and they had the whole massacre, the city of Beitar was destroyed. But that was decades after the Khorban. And after the Spanish expulsion in 1492, and from those lands, decades later, there was a feeling in Tzfas in the mid-1500s that the Geula is coming. That's when the Chododi was written, he's snaring Yofar Kumi, Aliyad ben Isha Beis Alachmi. There was a feeling that Mashiach is coming imminently. They wanted to reinstitute the Sanhedrin. But it was a few decades later, but they knew after such a blow of the expulsion from Spain and the other countries, the Inquisition, they knew that the time was ripe for the Geulas. It didn't happen yet. But he said, after such a blow like the Holocaust, you can be sure it's decades later. But it's still, the wound is still fresh. There's an Ashas Rachamim that the Geula is going to be coming. We can assume that was already the Mochemes Gog u'Magog. But the Pasuk here says, before the labor pains, there'll already be a birth and the people will come back to the land. Hani Ashbir v'lo Olid. Will I bring a woman to the birth stool? V'lo Olin, she won't give birth. Or as everything's been set into motion, it's going to fail at the last moment. I don't know what. Of course, there's a baby inside. Of course, there's going to be a birth. Ani Ashbar v'lo olid yomar Hashem imani hamolid. if I'm the one who causes the birth, what Sarti will I hold back? Amar Elokoyich Hashem says, Simcha es Yerushalayim, be glad with Yerushalayim, v'gilu bo, and rejoice in Yerushalayim, kol ohaveho, all those who love Yerushalayim. Sisu ito mosos, and you should have an outward, a sason is an outward expression of your joy. Break out in dancing. Sisu ito mosos, you should exult. Kol hamisavlim aleha, all those who showed their avelus, their mourning, when Yerushalayim was destroyed. This is the pasuk we take from that. We go through the Tisha B'Av, and in general, year long, we keep in Lo'alas Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasi. Those who have shown their avelus over Yerushalayim, they're the ones who will be sisuita mosos. They'll be able to show their joy. Laman tinku svatem. And if somebody's able to show his joy, and he's able to realize this is it, the geula's here, then it's easy. Then he'll laman tinku, like a baby that nurses, like laman tinku, in order that you will nurse usvatim and you'll be sated. Misho tanchumeho, from the breast of the consolations, as if there's a milk waiting to be given to the baby, and it's effortless and it's enjoyable for the baby to nurse. So too, you'll just imbibe all of that goodness. Laman tamotsu, and like somebody who sucks out the juice of a fruit, laman tamotsu, you'll suck out visanagtem in delight, miziz kavoda, from the honor that ziz, that's moving, that's approaching. Aziz can also mean the first glint, the first shine of the honor that's coming to Yerushalayim. But even the very beginning will satiate and delight, and all those who were faithful to Hashem and mourned over Yerushalayim will rejoice in the ultimate simcha.